War escalates along the Sudan-South Sudan border. Water helps prisoners in South Asia see Christ. And camp is helping point kids to Christ. An earthquake hit Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Bombs are exploding as war continues to escalate between Sudan and South Sudan. Sudan's president declared war against the South last week. Food for the Hungry's Peter Howard reports that the heightened tensions have affected their programs.
The government of South Sudan told their communities, the communities FH is working in, for their people to dig foxholes. So when the bombings come, they can go in to get cover. But also, sometimes the conflict gets too much, so people actually start fleeing or moving.
That's making their work more difficult because staff safety is more of a concern. Howard says as the conflict increases, so do food prices, which makes relief difficult. But Howard says the gospel's making a difference.
We feel that being there and sharing the message, the gospel of peace, is critically important. Our hope is that people not only will sense it physically and feel real peace, but also know the peace of Christ.
Prayer is most important now, says Howard. You can help financially. We'll connect you at our website. Next, evangelical Christianity lost one of its most eloquent and influential voices Saturday with the death of Chuck Colson. He founded Prison Fellowship and Colson Center for Christian Worldview. He died following complications resulting from a brain hemorrhage. Colson was 80. The central figure in the Watergate scandal, he came to Christ before he went to prison. He spent the last years of his life serving Christ through prison ministry and Christian worldview thinking. You're listening to Mission Network News. Over 3 million people can't access clean water in Ghana. The Mission Society's Mary Kay Jackson says,
when you look at children under 5 years old, waterborne disease is the leading cause of death. And it's estimated that somewhere around 3,000 children die a day in Africa from waterborne disease.
Jackson's a civil engineer helping Ghanaian communities find the best solution to their water problems. Waterborne disease has decreased significantly in those communities.
We've had graduate students from MIT come and do household studies looking at the benefits of having a water filter in those households, and they've reported as much as 80% reduction in diarrheal disease in children under 5 in that household.
Plus, people are hearing the gospel. Even believers are gaining an understanding of why it's important to share the living water as it is potable water. Meanwhile, reports continue coming in following World Water Day. Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries went to a local prison in South Asia and gave the inmates clean water in the form of biosand water filters. One inmate serving a life sentence says he hasn't had clean water in 8 years. 5 water filters were distributed in all. More are needed. Workers pray these filters will help bring the inmates closer to the one who provides streams of living water that never run dry. And it's taken a long time for Haiti to return to any sense of normalcy since the 2010 earthquake. As a result, Baptist Haiti Mission summer camp has been underused, says Ron Sparks.
Over the past several years, there have been other higher priorities, certainly with hurricanes and earthquakes and a lot of things we've been dealing with, just providing for people's basic needs. Our camp program, the ministry that we have done there, has kind of taken a back burner to other more urgent needs.
But thanks to a new partnership, the Oceanfront Camp has been rejuvenated. Haitian kids will take a break from difficult lives this summer to rest in Christ.
When you get away from the routine of daily life, just trying to get by so many times, and the peer pressure that is around all children everywhere, and just get in a pure, you know, Christian ministry setting, it really is a great opportunity to see lives changed for the Lord.
Help at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is providing you a proverbial wake-up call spiritually with a brand new CD from Charles Billingsley called Never Forsaken. 13 songs for people who will hear the message about the forsaken and the unloved and do something about it. I'll send you a copy with your fiscal year-end gift. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.